Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Thrive in the Coming Dark Age, How to Build the Ultimate Survival Homestead by Joshua Allen Morris, MSS. Is a preparedness and self-reliance manual centered on long-term survival after severe social, economic, and infrastructure disruption. The book combines collapse analysis with practical homestead planning, drawing on the author background as an Army Ranger instructor, engineer, off-grid builder, and survival educator. Its purpose is not limited to short emergency readiness. It argues for a durable retreat model that can produce water, food, heat, energy, shelter, and security over an extended period. Public descriptions emphasize its technical orientation, with many diagrams, tables, and illustrations covering homestead systems and design choices. The book belongs to the survivalist, prepper, and off-grid homesteading genres, but it is distinguished by its military-influenced security focus and engineering-based attention to infrastructure. Its central question is how a household can become resilient when normal supply chains and public services fail. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Collapse analysis as the reason for permanent preparedness. The book begins from the premise that modern civilization is vulnerable because it depends on abundant resources, complex supply chains, stable money, and functioning institutions. Morris presents collapse not as a brief emergency, but as a possible long decline driven by resource depletion, population pressure, economic instability, and conflict. This framing matters because it changes the scale of preparation. A pantry, generator, and first aid kit may be useful for a storm, but they are not enough for a world where fuel deliveries, policing, medical access, and food distribution become unreliable for months or years. The book therefore treats preparedness as a lifestyle conversion rather than a consumer checklist. Its argument is strongest when it forces readers to connect abstract risks with practical dependencies. Water comes from pumps and pipes, heat from fuel networks, food from distant producers, and safety from institutions that may be strained. Whether or not readers accept the severity of the forecast, the analysis provides a framework for identifying fragile points in ordinary life and replacing them with local capacity. Secondly, retreat location, water systems, and shelter as the core infrastructure, a major practical focus of the book is the physical design of a survival homestead. Morris emphasizes that location is a strategic decision because land determines access to water, visibility, defensibility, soil, climate, and the ability to build without excessive dependence on outside services. The book discusses water through several routes, including rainwater catchment, gravity flow, groundwater, hand pumps, wind-driven systems, solar pumps, and ponds. This range reflects a key engineering principle: critical systems should not have a single point of failure. Shelter is treated in a similar way. Public descriptions mention masonry construction, foundations, bunker walls, bunker roofs, concealment, and passive and active temperature control. The underlying idea is that shelter must do more than provide comfort. It must regulate heat, protect stored resources, reduce exposure, and remain usable when power grids or fuel systems fail. The value of this section is its integration of site choice with infrastructure planning. Water, shelter, energy, and terrain are not separate projects. Each decision affects the resilience of the others. Thirdly, food production beyond gardening alone. The book treats food security as a broad homestead system, rather than a simple vegetable garden. Publicly listed topics include livestock, grazers, rabbits, chickens, livestock guardian dogs, hunting, trapping, nut trees, cattails, grain planting without machinery, survival vegetable plots, and dairy processing. This breadth reflects a realistic problem in long-term survival planning. Calories, protein, fats, storage, labor, and seasonal gaps all require different solutions. A garden may provide vegetables, but not enough energy-dense food. Hunting may supply meat, but cannot be assumed to be reliable under population pressure. Livestock can convert pasture and scraps into protein, yet animals require feed, water, disease management, fencing, and protection. The book also includes processing tasks such as milk handling, butter, cheese, and flour made from nuts, which moves the discussion from production to usable nutrition. This is an important distinction. A homestead must not only grow or harvest food, it must preserve, process, and distribute it across the year. The food sections stand out because they address redundancy across plants, animals, wild resources, and stored staples. Fourthly, security planning shaped by military experience but applied to a homestead. One of the most distinctive elements of the book is its security orientation. Morris brings a military background into homestead defense planning, with public descriptions referencing rules of engagement, terrain, obstacles, key terrain, firearms, optics, night vision, thermal devices, radios, body armor, drones, cameras, and early warning devices. The book frames security as a layered system based on awareness, position, communication, and deterrence. For a remote homestead, threats may include theft, trespass, animal predation, and in more extreme scenarios, organized violence. A layered approach means that land layout, concealment, controlled access, observation points, lighting discipline, and communication plans can matter as much as any single tool. This focus may feel intense for readers interested mainly in sustainability, and it is one reason the book fits the prepper category more than the ordinary homesteading category. Still, the broader lesson is transferable resilience includes protecting people, supplies, livestock, and infrastructure from predictable forms of loss. Lastly, the move from ordinary life to a self-sufficient homestead. The book does not present survival homesteading as a small weekend project. Public descriptions indicate that it addresses making the leap and how to afford a survival lifestyle, which is essential because the largest barriers are often financial, logistical, and psychological. A self-sufficient homestead requires land, tools, construction ability, food systems, energy systems, water systems, maintenance skills, and time. It also requires a shift in priorities away from convenience and toward durability. This is where the book becomes more than a catalog of technical options. It implies that preparedness depends on sequencing first assess risk and location, then secure water and shelter, then build food production, energy redundancy, and security. Readers who are new to the field may find the density demanding, especially where engineering, construction, and defense overlap, yet this complexity is part of the point. Long-term independence cannot be purchased as one product. It is assembled through skills, infrastructure, repeated testing, and realistic budgeting. The book encourages readers to think in systems rather than isolated preparations. In conclusion, Thrive in the Coming Dark Age is best suited for serious preppers. Off-grid homestead planners, rural landowners, and readers who want a technically oriented survival manual rather than a light introduction. It may also interest people studying resilience, infrastructure dependence, and household-level adaptation to grid failure. The practical benefit is its systems approach. Instead of treating water, food, energy, shelter, and security as separate topics, it connects them into the design of a functioning retreat. Readers can use it to identify vulnerabilities in ordinary living arrangements, compare redundant water and energy options, think through food production beyond gardening, and understand why site selection matters. Its intellectual benefit lies in forcing a long-time horizon. The book asks what survival would require if disruption lasted years rather than days, compared with many preparedness books. It stands out for combining military security concepts, engineering-minded homestead design, and off-grid construction experience in one volume. It is likely less suitable for readers seeking urban emergency basics or a low-intensity sustainability guide. Its value is strongest for those prepared to evaluate dense material and translate it into careful, lawful, location-specific planning. If you would like to support Joshua Allen Morris M., you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.